Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Peace Talks with Audrey Scott Williams on Now Time Radio. For those of you who are on the East Coast and saying, what is she saying morning for? This is afternoon. Well, I'm here in Central Time, and as you know, our program goes all over the country and the world. So wherever you are in your time zone, welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. We're going to have a great show today. I have a very dear friend of mine, and we haven't really talked on the radio in a long, long time. Her name is Amshatir Ololodi Monroe, and she is planning a phenomenal event coming up. Actually, it begins on October 15th, and I'll be one of the first guests. It's called Women of Spirit, When Wise Women Speak, Wise Women Listen. So we're going to be bringing her on board shortly. I wanted to make a couple of announcements. Don't forget to follow the work of the grandmothers. You know, for those of you who may be asking, who are these grandmothers that Audrey is always talking about? These are four old ladies in spirit that have been guiding me around as my angels for all of my lifetime here on the earth during these 57 years that I've been here. And so they're my spiritual grandmothers, and they guided me. And for a long time, I tried to ignore their call, but finally reached a point where I had to acknowledge their call and adjust my life accordingly so that I was living what it was indeed I was put here to do. And so they've been my guides and, gosh, my saviors in so many ways as I've tried to live into what that means. So when I speak of the grandmothers, that's who I'm speaking of. I just wanted to let you know, though, that follow us on my website, which is AudreyScottWilliams.com, and on NowTimeProphecies.org. On my website, you can kind of keep up with the different things that I'm involved in. It's increasing quite tremendously over these few months ahead as we're coming to the end of 2012 and entering our new calendar, our new consciousness, if you will. Now, I'm really excited about it, and I guess you can hear it in my voice. So the end of this year is turning out to be quite full. Here at the Quantum Leap Transformational Center, where we're broadcasting from, in Cottonwood, Alabama, we have begun to offer a Now Time curriculum, and we've had one intensive and one online course. We'll be offering them throughout the year, so on my website you can find out what courses are coming up. But go to NowTimeProphecies.org, where you can also find out what just get a general information of the entire school, what we're trying to do, what our goals are as we bring like-minded people together for weekend intensives and online to just really lift that consciousness up, lift it up so that we can remember who we are. We can remember back to through our lineage to know that we are so intimately connected to the Creator, that we are in truth an expression of the Creator in this lifetime. And therefore, we have an opportunity to bring our presence, our energy, our wisdom, and our knowledge to bear on this world stage. And it's not a time of being afraid and trying to, you know, keep whatever you have so close to yourself. This is a time now to open your heart and to be able to embrace in truth and in love all of those that are around us, even those sometimes that annoy us, because they are the ones that often show up in our lives to help us get very important lessons. So follow us on our websites. Find out about what's going on. If you're interested in booking Audrey Scott Williams, myself, in your community to speak or to provide different services, please feel free to give me a call at 334-435-8315. We're going to take just a moment before we bring on our very special guest.
There's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. With our hands and our hearts, we can build this bridge.
Peace together. Peace. Peace Together Peace. That's by Mystic Column and our dear friend Makua Ray, who you often hear on Peace Talks. We're very pleased to have that as our official song for Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. Wanted to let you know that this week we kicked off a very important initiative for the Now Time program, and that is we had a gathering and a dialogue, an interfaith dialogue, in Dothan at the Spiritual Enrichment Center, and this program was called Women Embracing Peace. We had someone representing the Sufi religion. We had a female rabbi, a preacher from New Thought, and a Christian minister, all women on a panel together who talked about the role of women in faith-based traditions and the challenges that are ahead for the future. We'll be having that posted up on YouTube, and I'll be sending out a notice on that shortly. But right now, we have our very special guest in studio, as I mentioned earlier, and we're going to be talking about an exciting program. Welcome, Amshatia. How are you? Can you hear me? Amshatia Monroe, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, wonderful. Welcome to
Yes. Peace.
And it is indeed a pleasure to have you on the radio today.
It's my pleasure as well. Thank you so much for inviting me, and good afternoon or good morning, wherever your guests are listening in from.
Absolutely. And they're all over, I tell you.
I know.
I can't wait to just share with our listening audience the dynamic program, and I have to commend you. You know, even as I look at when wise women speak, wise women listen, when I look at the lineup that you have and your whole vision, I am very excited about what you've put together here. It's truly, truly needed, and definitely for this time. Can you tell us more about it?
Absolutely. For many years, as you know, even back in the day, Sacred Space where Indigenous Paths Meet, my work, as yours, has evolved and revolved around earth-based spirituality. And so the rhythms and cycles of the universe are just so important, and yet so many people are either not aware of it or not as tapped in as they can be. So as each season changes, another energy comes up, and it's really great if we can tap into that energy. Well, it just so happens that the fall season is like the blockbuster of the seasons, and that's really new information even to me, because for so many years, my big blockbuster period has been the winter solstice because of all that it is. But the fall season is really a ending, and of course with every ending, there's a rebirth. So each season has an ending and a rebirth, but the fall season is ending and rebirthing a annual cycle, so it's even more important. And during the fall season, it's the time for us to introspect, to really listen in and kind of look at what we planted last year, how did it grow, and what are we harvesting now?
You're breaking up
next
on us.
Okay. Oh, am I?
But now it's good. Whatever you did, that was great.
I'm so sorry. Okay. So anyway, the fall is a real important season, and it's a great time to settle in and really think about and plan for, strategically plan for what it is we want in the fall and in the spring and in the summer of the new year to come, and this new year being the really big solstice of 2012. So the women, the wise women such as yourself, who have agreed to share their wisdom with us, to give us tools that we can easily apply to our lives to help us with this deep introspection and this essential strategic planning. So we have a fabulous lineup, and I must say I'm proud and excited about it myself, and still kind of living in the almost disbelief of it that you all have agreed to come together and do this for us. So it begins October 15th, and it goes for every new moon and full moon during the fall season. And it begins with our fabulous Audrey Scott Williams, thank you very much, bringing us messages of transformation from the grandmothers. And then Ricky Byers-Beckwith and Christine Stevens, two powerhouses in terms of the music industry and understanding how music can be so transforming. So they're going to use that music as a portal of transformation for us and talk about the transforming power of music. And then Angelus Arian, Queen Mother Angelus Arian, author, as many may know, of The Fourfold Way, just a dynamic cross-culturalist and anthropologist, she's going to work with us on gratitude and the true magic of gratitude and how that can be a portal of transformation during this fall time. And Diana Yahoo, the venerable Diana Yahoo, has also agreed to join us and take us through the portal of transformation where many paths meet as one. And then Ione, Reverend Mother Ione, who is a dream specialist, is going to work with us in the dream realm on how the dreams can actually be vehicles of ascension. So all of that will be going on between October 15th and December 13th, and I encourage all of your listeners to join us. I don't know if we can talk money, so I won't, but I'll just say that if you visit our website, we have a fabulous special going on right now, and it ends Monday. So if you have time, go to www.womenofspiritonline.com, and you can get much more information.
Is there a telephone number as well that people can call?
Absolutely. And, okay, I don't know my 800 number by heart. Give me just a second. It's 888-753-8888. Oh, isn't that something? I don't call myself. It's
I know it. I do that all the time. Well, why don't you take a moment? You can.
Here it is. I have it.
It's
888-753-5550.
Okay, let's do that one more time.
Mm-hmm. 888-753-5550. Lots of good numbers, all those fives and those eights.
It is a good number. And so, again, womenofspiritonline.com?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where you want to go. You can get all the information about this fantastic teleseries coming up. Beginning next October 15th, I think that is Monday.
That's a Monday.
Yeah, it'll be a Monday.
And we're starting with
I know I'm and I must say, you know, when you said you were so excited about your panel and the people who agreed to come forward, you know, you're the wise woman. So, you know, when you call, we all pay attention and show up. I can tell you that right now, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're sisters in it together.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, I was in a gathering not too long ago, M. Chatir, and Kumbalamba came up, a conversation. Kumbalamba and Mom Fatu Set.
Yeah.
And I was thinking back on, you know, you, myself, and others that were there, how our lives have fundamentally changed. And I mentioned that, and people were saying, I was saying how so many women were there, and we received this impartation. That's the only way I could explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And our lives have never been the same since. We have
never,
truly been out
never.
Here working. And I remember when I had a particular experience there, and when Mom, you know, finished bringing me through it, and she just laughed and said, you know, you're one of mine. That's what the interpreter kept saying, and Mom kept laughing. And I think she really got us all. What do you think?
I think you're right. There was some time around in that same period, and I was in Senegal, and I went to actually get a reading with her. I had some question about initiation and so forth, and she told me, you're already initiated. So I guess she stocked it to us. But it was a wonderful stocking.
So
and you know what, Audrey? I also had been thinking about Kumbalamba, but I also thought about how sacred space and your work were so entwined there for a good time. And I remember when, after one of the winter solstice gatherings, the elders came to offer blessings for a very sacred task you were being called to, which later emerged as your walk for peace. Yes. And then sacred space was there when you left. On the
you were
Friday,
there when
so
we started our very first walk.
Yes.
Remember that rainy day in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I do.
I think it was Findlay, Pennsylvania, up there somewhere near Gettysburg, where we went into the mountains. And you cleared the path for us with your prayer. Wow.
And then remember the young people, the bus full of young people that came to greet you and to get the experience of walking the sacred paths themselves to reverse. I think you had been told then that to heal, to restore the dreams, I don't remember it exactly. But anyway, the children were very important in that. So we brought young people there.
The dreaming, return the dreaming to the children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were able to walk the trail of dreams, if you will, and kind of reverse that energy from the trail of tears. So we've had a long sisterhood together, and I love it, and I give such gratitude for it.
Oh, I do, too. I do, too, all the time. That's why I was so excited when you agreed to, you know, be on the program today because, you know, we've been like two strands, you know, that just keep intersecting and then going and
mm-hmm.
doing our thing back together, but it's always in the service of what we're being called to do. And from our young people, as you say, you know, you were there at the beginning and then you brought the whole busload that, you know, down in outside of Asheville. And we got to walk and you were there. You've been there pretty much in one, whether you were there in form or, you know, in spirit, you've been with every journey that we've had. And that has meant a tremendous amount to me. And I just wanted to say that in honor of you. Because you know and I know that as we're all out here, it's not always clear what we're to do. And
mm-hmm.
so sometimes you're kind of, you know, moving through the fog. You know the intention. And so when you have someone in the corner just sort of, you know that they've got your back.
Got your back, for real.
Yeah, and you know I have yours, and I've always honored the work that you're doing. And I'm really excited about this When Wise Women Speak teleseries that's going to start in October. And I want to encourage all of our listening audience to please, you know, put the dates on your calendar. This is an incredible group of women, wise women, that you have brought together here. And I think what can come forward from this is, who knows, it could be like Kumbalamba, where we're all, you know, the impartation is so strong because things are accelerating so much right now.
Exactly.
And so the power of putting a word out now is just amazing to see how it travels in the consciousness of humanity around the world.
And I'm really happy that we're able to do this when Wise Women Speak for such an unbelievable, reasonable price because of the wise women who are speaking aren't putting big monetary, you know, tickets on it. In fact, they're coming from their hearts. So I encourage everybody to go to the website and see all that you get for a very modest offering.
And I guarantee you, you will not get this at this price anywhere else. So, you know, when you look at the prices, I'm sure you'll be as amazed as I was. And I just want to make sure the most important thing is that you're there on the calls and a part of it. And so it's, you've done a great job, M. Shatir, pricing it in a way that honors where so many people are right now as we are navigating our way into greater and greater financial abundance for the work ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is there any, what's going to follow up? How do you follow up with something like this?
How I try to follow up with everything is to listen to spirit and to be guided so that it truly isn't me. I try to get myself out of the way. So I'm not sure yet, but I'm sure they'll let one of us know. If you get it first, you tell me.
We'll all be out there together, I tell you that for sure. What about the book? Now, I know you've been working on, and I don't know if I'm supposed to even say this, but, you know, I see it, feel it, know it's already on the bookshelf, so I can't help but ask the question, how is your book coming?
Well, the book is finished. It's in final form. It's been edited. It's been all of that. And there is a publisher that I would love for us to be affiliated with who has been very encouraging about their interest, have asked for a few changes, and they now have that back as of 2 weeks ago. So I'm just waiting to get the big yes so we can throw the big party and
do the Feminine Spirit
on tour. That's what I'm hoping we can do with that and go around and share the rituals and all of that, because there's so much has been. It's changing a bit, but there has been so much mystique around the word ritual, and people go, ooh. But really, the way we define ritual and the way it's worked within that book is anything that strengthens and sustains your connection with the divine in your everyday life, that's ritual. Prayer, meditation, sitting at the water, hugging a tree, whatever. It's not ritualism as so many people think of it. So 40 women have shared their stories of rituals in that book, and I look forward to it again in that book. There's our very own Audrey Scott Williams, Iyanla Von Sant, Sabone Fusome, Ryan Eisler, Alice Walker, Angelus Arian, Diana Yahoo, Ricky Byers Beckwith, and then lots of women whose names you may not know, but whose work in the world is just as powerful and wonderful. These are all heart-centered women, all 40 of them.
Well, you know, I can't wait to get my hands on a copy, and as soon as it's available, we'll get it up on our site and get it out to our mailing list so that people, one, will know it's available, and two, can purchase the book and have all of this information, knowledge, and wisdom in their very own hands. You're doing fantastic work, and you know I love you. I know that there's so much more to come, and I'm just glad that you keep including me in that number.
The number doesn't exist without you, my sister.
Well, you know, that's a 360. We just keep spiraling and circling together as we continue to work. Well, I want to leave you with one question and give you an opportunity. We're coming down to the final minutes of the show. What is your message for those people who are focused on the end time of 2012? I have a whole different spin on that. But if you could sum it up, what would you say is very important about coming to the end of 2012 and moving beyond?
I would say what's very important about coming to the end of 2012 is what was important about coming to the end of 2011, 2010, 2009, and that is to look forward to the new and to approach it in the highest consciousness that you possibly can. I don't believe that creation is ending. That's my personal belief. I don't believe that. I believe that we are going to be given greater opportunity because life is eternal. So even if this vehicle that's in this incarnation and in this dimension called Amishatir or Ololodi, if this vehicle disappears, the essence of who we are is still ever present. Right now, we're in multi-dimensions at the same time. That's also my belief. So I think that I pray that we will see some differences in how humanity responds one to another, and don't want to even think about the politics. But I hope that we will see some shifts. But I'm not expecting that on December 22nd it'll be a whole new world. But I think we've been in this shift for a while. I think there's more love, more peace, you know, now than there was before. And I think there'll just be even more of that because, as you said, it's speeding up. It's moving so fast. And I think we're being called to so much more. But that's a good thing because we are so much more. So.
Yes, and I want to thank you for being on Peace Talks today on Now Time Radio. This is Amshatir Ololodi Monroe from Women of Spirit. You don't want to miss when wise women speak, wise women listen. Until next week, we want to encourage you to continue to grow, continue to live and laugh and find the joy and always be in gratitude. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. Until next week. Thank you again, Amchatir.
And thank you. Have a great day, everybody.